Well, it has been just over a year since the meme trade took Wall Street by storm. It's been a rapid decline for some of the biggest meme names so far this year, though. Shares of GameStop down nearly 25%, while AMC is seeing a pop today, but it's seen declines of more than 30%, at least in the month of January. For a pulse check on the retail revolution, let's bring in Bernard George, co-founder and CEO of online brokerage Tornado. So, Bernard, I'm just curious, when you compare it to how things were a year ago, to what extent have you seen that the trading volumes decline on your platform?
Yeah, it's interesting. We've seen some really dramatic trends over the last year. And I think the key takeaway is that there's more to stocks than meme stocks. One of the most pronounced trends we've seen on our platform is the increased popularity of index ETFs among Gen Z investors. The interest in index ETFs has actually been up more than 110% in the last year. And that compares to over the same period, a decline of about 80% in meme stocks. So index ETFs, big tech, ESG, all of these themes have been more popular than meme stocks. So we're seeing a really interesting, healthy evolution in what Gen Z investors are interested in. There really is more to stocks than meme stocks.
Bernard, it's Brian here. So I guess you gave us a good outlay of what people are interested in getting on these investing platforms. But can you tell us about the demographic of who's engaging with your investment platform? Obviously, Gen Z, you just highlighted those trends there. But has the composition changed since February and late January of 2021 compared to now? I know there's a kind of a skew towards a male younger demographic for the retail investor, right?
Yeah, we've actually seen some really exciting trends over the last year. And I think part of that stems from our platform being so focused on education and community and kind of meeting investors where they are. In December, 47% of our new users were actually women, and first-time women investors were our single largest segment of users. So traditionally, women have been underserved in the space. For most brokerages, they make up only about 25 to 40% of accounts. So really excited to see this focus on engagement, learning, community, and long-term investing resonate. Research has found that women tend to trade 40% less than men, yet many brokerage apps tend to push this active trading use case on everyone. So our goal is really to help everyone take that next step in their journey to becoming a better investor.
Bernard, you said it's not just about meme stocks anymore, but you know, we've heard over and over that especially among younger investors, they put their money behind products or companies that they know. When you talk about some of the newer investors who've come into the fold here on your platform, where's the money going towards? What are you seeing as some of the most popular trades?
Yeah, it's a really good point. And over the last year, we've seen some really interesting trends. Last January, this narrative of community and empowerment popularized investing like never before. And it's drawn so many people who otherwise might not be interested in investing into the market. And everybody really has a unique starting point. Like you said, people get interested in investing for a lot of different reasons. It might be to be part of a movement or a product that you love or a technology that excites you, or more traditional financial reasons like for returns and dividend income. And everyone also has a really unique destination. So our goal is to help people continually take that next step in their journey to becoming a better investor. And investing is such a powerful life skill. So it's important to start investing, but it's also important to never stop learning.